Families that rely on government help for their disabled child may depend on that care well into the child's adult life. Adults with disabilities often need the assistance of skilled caregivers, especially as they enter old age. That's no less true for disabled or elderly adults in prison. We're going to hear now about an innovative program to provide that care in our latest story from the San Quentin Prison Report. That's KALW's collaboration with inmates from California's oldest prison.
SQPR is a media collective of prisoners and volunteers from the community working together to give voice to personal growth, social transformation, and restorative justice.
At San Quentin, they're called Gold Coats, men who are trained to care for elderly or disabled prisoners. Although they are also inmates, these caregivers don't wear the standard prison blues. They've been working in California prisons for about 4 years now in an effort to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. From SQPR, Tommy Shakur Ross introduces us to one Gold Coat worker.
Sandy Rashid Lockhart is 35 years old. In 2002, he robbed four men at gunpoint outside of a Walmart store in Lancaster, California. He was arrested, convicted, and sentenced to 24 years in state prison. That time hasn't been easy. He has gotten in trouble for refusing a cellmate, contraband, cell fighting, refusing a direct order, and being involved in a prison riot. Despite that, in 2009, he was entrusted with an extraordinary responsibility.
I've been assisting people with disabilities for about a little over maybe 3 or 4 years. I was doing it at CMC, California Men's County, San Luis Obispo. And what it was down there we worked with guys that had either severe head trauma or mental health issues, and guys that had stuff like severe dementia, Alzheimer's, etc. You know, do some studying on what exactly dementia and Alzheimer's was, what type of symptoms to look for and stuff like that.
But most of his training was on the job.
So, like, for instance, with the guys with dementia and Alzheimer's, basically from the time they get up to the time they go to sleep, we're available to them in their everyday functions. And then basically tucking them back in at the end of the night.
When Rashid arrived at San Quentin in 2012 and appeared before the Unit Classification Committee, they offered him a job similar to the one he had at CMC. San Quentin's program is called the Inmate Disability Assistant Program, IDAP. IDAP workers wear distinguishing gold smocks that contrast with the standard blue shirts and jeans that other prisoners wear. Hence, they are also referred to as gold coats. They are permitted to basically roam the prison and perform some of their duties. There are a total of 7 IDAP workers at San Quentin.
The gold coats, we have to be accessible to almost all areas of the prison where inmates are allowed to go, because you never know what we might be needed for, you know, as far as helping a guy in a wheelchair. He might have to go from one end of the institution to the next. So what they've done is they've put up signs everywhere with our pictures saying, you know, these are the IDAP workers, and so that way they know when we come through, oh, okay, he's with the program.
Rashid says the job is mostly mundane.
We're making sure that guys get to where they need to be at on time, take care of the everyday things that they need to take care of, like making sure that they, you know, clean their bed areas up and stuff like that.
Or like going to get their laundry or helping with canteen purchases.
You know, obviously if they're in a wheelchair, they can't carry the canteen. So what we do is we go with them and assist them and help, you know, carry that type of stuff.
Rashid says his work here at San Quentin is different than his former job at CMC. The work there was much more intimate, like with one elderly dementia patient named Bob.
I remember one morning I walked into a cell and I smelled something. I was like, man, what the hell is that, right? And I was like, oh, man, I already know what time it is, because he had some issues with his bowels. And he gets up and I'm like, come on, buddy, we got to get up. It's time to go, right? And the main thing with him was keeping him from wanting to touch stuff, because he always wanted to touch, you know. That was how he identified with things. So I had to bring it to his attention without really letting him know what was going on, because if I did, then he'd want to touch it. And from there on, it's a high-risk situation, you know, keeping him from touching it, touching his face, you know. Okay. And when I say it, I'm talking about, you know, crap, fecal matter. I get him up, and right off the bat, he knows. He says, you smell that? I was like, yeah, I smelled it, buddy. Let me check you out. So I checked the front of his boxers, checked the back. And I had turned away for a second, man. As soon as I turned back, man, he had a handful of crap, right? And I was just like, damn. So I'm telling him, hey, buddy, you can't do that, right? And he looks at me and he goes, man, did I do that? I said, yeah, you did that, buddy. And he goes, shit, I'm f***ed up, ain't I?
Wow.
And I say, no, buddy, you all right.
Yeah.
And he tells me, thank you. You know what I mean? And for me, that kind of solidifies what I do. You know, when he looks at me and says, thank you. You know what I mean? Anything else is irrelevant at that point.
I asked him what it feels like to do this type of work.
I can't begin to explain what it feels like to sit there with somebody and you can see the frustration on their face that they're forgetting stuff, that, you know what I mean, they're able to acknowledge that their mind is slipping.
The job pays a mere $56 a month, but Rashid is okay with that. He says his biggest payoff is that serving others has given his life new meaning.
I didn't really know what humility was until I was able to help a grown man change his boxers or get in and out of the shower, have to get in there with the rag and wash his nuts for him. So I didn't know what it was like to have to sit there and allow a man to chew me out and call me all kinds of names,
yeah,
right, just in the hopes that I can still be effective in his life. You know, I didn't know what humility was until I got put in those situations. So it's humbled me.
He also learned some things about himself that he had not known prior to working with ailing prisoners.
It's taught me that I love to be in service to people. You know what I mean? That I think I have a calling in that regard, right? I mean, I've never really cared about anybody else. I mean, I've always been selfish. So now I feel like, you know, being a servitude fulfills something within me. You know what I mean? And it gives me purpose. Like, I look forward to getting up, running over, and picking my guys up. You know what I mean? Getting them going, making sure that they're up and ready to go to chow.
Unfortunately, Rashid's job as an IDAP worker didn't last. He approached me during post-production of the story and informed me that he pled guilty to a serious rule violation. He was caught in possession of a cell phone. Consequently, he was fired. I asked him, why would he jeopardize a job that was so important to him? He told me that his grandfather was dying and he needed to mend relationships with his family. I'm Tommy Shakur Ross with the San Quentin Prison Report. I'm out.